official election. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamano. Reformed Church in Zambia, RCZ, Nkana Presbytery moderator Reverend Lucas Nkoma has encouraged members of the public to approach the year 2026 with Christ at the center and with the positivity the new year deserves. Reverend Nkoma, who also serves as minister in charge at RCZ, Ndeka congregation in Kitwe, says the experiences of 2025, whether good or challenging, should not discourage people from embracing the new year with hope and confidence. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Nkoma noted that while 2025 may not have been a fulfilling year for some, particularly those who did not achieve their set goals, this should not be used as an excuse to lose hope. There is need for believers to remain in Christ and stay focused as they move forward, adding that faith provides strength and direction even in uncertain times, said Reverend Nkoma. Reverend Nkoma referenced John 15, verse 4, highlighting the importance of maintaining a continuous and living relationship with Jesus Christ, which he described as key to spiritual growth and meaningful life.
Kindly approach the new year with Christ. As you enter into the new year, remain in Christ and God will see you through. I may also encourage you, brothers and sisters, that if in 2025 you try to do something and you fail, it doesn't mean that you are going to fail even in 2026. The same God who has been with you in 2025, the same God will see you through even in 2026.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has recorded a total of 17,750 deaths in the city between January and December 2025, with statistics indicating a higher mortality rate among males. Adding to data compiled by the Council's Department of Public Health through the disposal of human remains, male deaths accounted for a significant proportion of the total. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the figures indicate 7,420 adult male deaths, 1,843 male child deaths, and 1,043 male stillbirths recorded during the year, compared to 5,155 adult female deaths, 1,511 female child deaths, and 778 female stillbirths over the same period. All deceased individuals were deposed off in accordance with the law, adhering to the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and the Public Health Act Cap 295. This involved burial or cremation in line with public health, safety and dignity standards, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwamba has urged residents to comply with legal requirements by obtaining burial permits and using gazetted cemeteries or approved cremation services to ensure proper documentation and lawful disposal of remains. She has also appealed to residents with suitable land to collaborate with the local authority in establishing and managing cemeteries or to offer such land for sale, as the move is aimed at expanding burial space, easing pressure on existing cemeteries and promoting dignified, safe and sanitary burials. Ms. Mwamba has reaffirmed the local authority's commitment to regulating burial practices and improving burial infrastructure, noting that these efforts are vital to safeguarding public health, safety and dignity for all residents.
The Lusaka City Council, as by 30th December 2025, recorded a total of 17,750 deaths in Lusaka, as indicated through the disposal of remains done through the Department of Public Health between January and December 2025. Among the disposed bodies are 7,420 male adults and 1,843 male children who died during this period, in addition to 1,043 male stillbirths. This indicates a higher mortality rate among males in the city for this year. Meanwhile, the council recorded 5,000.
Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has expressed concern over government's announcement that farmers will receive all outstanding payments by January 10, 2026, noting that the pledge comes at a time when the planting season is coming to an end. Yesterday, government announced that all farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, will have their outstanding balances settled by the stated date. Speaking to RCV News in the Saturday, Mr. Banda expressed sadness that the delayed payments mean the funds will not be reinvested into the agriculture sector in time, a situation he says will negatively affect sector growth. Mr. Banda questioned how the agriculture sector can continue to grow and develop when farmers are not adequately supported. It is surprising that the same government that has been talking about developing the agriculture sector is paying little service to it, said Mr. Banda. He has since called on the government to honor its commitment to pay farmers on the promised date, warning that continued delays could further erode farmers' confidence in government. Mr. Banda also appealed to authorities to ensure such delays do not recur, cautioning that farmers may stop selling maize to the FRA, a move that could threaten national food security.
So for me, I think we want to improve productivity. We want not to be importing maize. But if this is our attitude towards the people that produce, then there's a problem. And this problem needs to be nipped in the bud. I think going forward, we need to make sure that, I think in future, let's find money in time. So the farmer supplies and is paid there and then, as opposed to, you know, giving them a promise or a note, we shall pay you, and then 6 months or 1 year later, farmers are not paid.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has commended government through the Ministry of Health for the progress recorded in the health sector over the past 4 years, citing increased financing and improved service delivery across the country. MQHZ Director General Queen Simwavu says government is growing prioritization of health funding demonstrates a strong commitment to strengthening the national health system and improving the well-being of Zambians. Dr. Mwavu noted that increased funding to the health sector has contributed improved availability of essential medicines and public health facilities, helping to reduce shortages and enhance patient care, stating that these improvements have also enabled more citizens to access treatment in a timely manner. MQHZ also commends government investing in modern diagnostic and imaging equipment, including the transition from analog to digital radiography, as well as the installation of CT scanners, ultrasound machines, mammography units, portable X-ray systems, and advanced technologies such as PET CT services, said Dr. Mwavu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said these developments have significantly strengthened diagnostic capacity and reduced the need for patients to seek specialized medical services across the country.
I want to commend the government for their progress made in strengthening the health sector, particularly the increased investment in healthcare, improving availability of medicines, and the expansion of modern diagnostic services across the country. These efforts are already improving access to care for many Zambians. However, MQHZ urges the government to sustain this momentum by addressing remaining challenges that continue to affect service delivery. This includes the need for CT scans.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, updating on the business side, last day of December in the year 2025. Updating you as usual, business straight up on the stock market. Looks like yesterday the market was quite lucid. They closed at 25700. And I just saw Copperbelt Energy. We don't need about $5,000 trading on that side, because that's a little, because they're so scanty. They were traced, but very scanty on that one. And of course, live Dow Jones is 4836.06993.72. That's your London Stock Exchange of the 100 of the best 100 companies in London. And I take you to 6131. That is the Brent Crude International Market, 5794 JPUL. and attain the touch the currency market, where it's 1.699 strong Chinese yuan, 89.85 strong Indian rupee, 16.60 strong African rand. Those